About a year and a half ago, as I boarded an airplane in Los Angeles for Chicago, and when I checked in my flight and I was handed a first-class ticket back on seat 4A, I knew they had made a mistake, because I don't fly first class. And I said, I think you've made a mistake. And she said, no, we've got a two-full plane in the back. We've moved up some of our frequent flyers to the front. Enjoy the ride. I said, I will. But I thought in enjoying the ride, there's probably something going on in this move, because God does things like that, because He has people He wants us to be near. So as I walked in, I sat down and noted the guy sitting next to me. He's a businessman, the vice president of one of the largest electronic firms in the world. And he was on his way to a conference in Orlando. We were both connecting out of Chicago. And as I sat down next to him, sitting in his lap was Newsweek magazine on the week that the Passion movie had come out. And showed a picture of, I think it was Mel Gibson or the actor playing Jesus. I'm not sure which one. One of them was on the cover, and it was all about the Jesus movie. And I saw it was the airline copy. So when I slid in next to him, I said, you know what? I'd like to read that article when you're done with the magazine. Would that be all right? He said, oh, absolutely okay. He said, why do you like this movie? And I said, oh, I saw it yesterday. I got mixed emotions. There's some things about it I really, really liked, but there's some things that it really left out that I thought were important. And he said, really? He said, you know, I hate this movie, and I hate you Christians. I said, whoa, really? He said, yeah, I'm an atheist. Now, the reason I'm telling you this story is because I heard from the mouth of this man about 2 minutes later the best presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ I have ever heard anywhere in the world. And I've traveled all over the world. I've sat through countless seminars of all kinds of things. And I've heard people explain the gospel of Jesus Christ to me in a number of ways. I never heard it better than this man expressed it. He got talking about how much he hated Christians and how much this movie, if you remember when it was coming out, there was this big conflict between this is an anti-Semitic movie and the Christians are saying, yeah, we're proving that we're part of the culture still and that everybody's got to buy a ticket the first week to prove to Hollywood, you know, and all that battle. And that's what people are sick of. And that's what he's sick of. And so I got him off that subject because I didn't want to wander too long there with him. And so I said, what do you do for a living? And what about your family? We talked about some of that for a while. And he finally asked me, he said, by the way, what do you do for a living? And I like to tell people I retired about 12 years ago. I really don't work for a living. And so I've taken to people who ask me that question because any given day I can do a variety of things. I can be doing this. I can be writing. I can be mediating disputes in public education. Some of you were part of my time with Visalia Unified a few years ago, helping through a particularly touchy issue here in the city. Some days I'm doing that all over the states. And right now I'm working on a project out of Washington, D.C., with the First Amendment Center. So I could be doing anything on a given day. So it's hard for me to sum up what I do for a living. So I've taken to telling people on airplanes, well, I just sort of wander around the planet helping people sort out what Jesus really taught. That's my stock line now. And he looked at me and said, really? And I said, yeah. And the reason I say that is because of what he says next. And they always say this next. He said, well, you know what I think Jesus really taught? Here's a self-professed atheist daring to tell me what Jesus really taught. And I love to hear it. So I said, no, what do you think he really taught? He said, I tell you what, I've never heard it better. He said, I think Jesus taught us that we have a Father who loves us more than we know. And if we could sort that out, we would know how to treat each other. Wow. Does that sound close to something Jesus said? Painfully close. And my jaw dropped open. I looked at him and I said, and you're an atheist? Why? He said, because I've never seen it. I've never seen it lived. I've never seen it done. I said, oh my goodness. And we had 2 hours where I told him, I just told him a story. Let me tell you about some brothers and sisters I know outside Melbourne, Australia. And they have an incredible story, and I told it to him. And he goes, really? I said, you have another story like that? I said, yeah, let me tell you some folks in Dublin, Ohio that I know. And then we got into Sacramento, California. And I mean, I know so many believers living this life in ways that just blows your mind. And I was telling him, he goes, my goodness, I had no idea that was going on. He said, maybe I ought to rethink this. I said, maybe you should. And we left it there.